American consulting firms with interest in Libya are keeping an eye on the news there. Many companies signed up to work with the Libyan government after Muammar Gaddafi gave up his plans for weapons of mass destruction and sanctions against him were lifted in 2004. Some companies canceled their contracts in 2009 after Libya's leaders gave a hero's welcome to the Lockerbie bomber who was released from a Scottish jail. But not the Monitor Group, a Boston-based consulting firm. They kept their contracts. Laura Rosen writes for Politico, and Laura, we know it's not unusual for foreign countries to hire American PR firms. And you remind us that the Monitor Group started working in Libya right when the U.S. was trying to bring Libya back into the fold. It wasn't seen as taboo. Although Monitor didn't register with the Justice Department as a lobbying organization. So what did they do? Some internal memos were released by a Libyan opposition group. What do Monitor's own memos say their goal was in Libya?
The series of memos that were released by this opposition group in 2009 are Monitor Group documents stating that they're working with the Libyan government to both try to promote its global reputation and the reputation of its leader, Muammar Gaddafi, and also to help it develop its economy and national security structures. So one of the things it did is invite high-level experts to Libya to meet with Gaddafi and then write articles and kind of influence important people about what, you know, this direction Libya wanted to go.
So some of the names, the neoconservative Richard Pearl, one of the architects of the Iraq War, historian Francis Fukuyama, David Frost,
Nicholas Negroponte from the MIT Media Lab, and people like that. Now, none of these people, as far as I know, separately from Pearl, who actually became a senior advisor, a paid advisor to the Monitor Group company, several of these people were invited on trips to Libya and meet Gaddafi, but they're, you know, as far as I know, they're not saying, and we agreed to make Gaddafi look good.
I guess that's the question, you know, was Monitor taking money from the Libyan government just to do a superficial airbrushing of his image, or were they really trying to help the country move towards reform? Now, you talked to the group yesterday, they issued a statement saying that their work was focused on helping the Libyan people work towards open government institutions. But the Huffington Post quotes an opposition leader who says U.S. firms lobbying and consulting for the Libyan government helped keep Gaddafi in power. You know, did they trade off, you know, his image for questions about his human rights abuses?
Well, I think that's for the public to determine, and obviously, you know, the opposition to Gaddafi would have an agenda here. And I, you know, I accept that the Monitor Group probably thought that they could play a role in, you know, having Libyan good government, and also they could probably make a lot of money. It's a very, you know, energy-rich country. There were people advising the energy companies going into Libya that also did not register with the Justice Department. Some of them have gone into the Obama administration as energy advisors. So there are people who are transparent that they are working for paid interests, and there are people who have reputations as being, you know, scholars at universities that it's not clear that they are being funded, perhaps, by a consulting firm that is getting paid by the Libyan government. So I think that kind of transparency when people write op-eds would be something welcome. Monitor Group said in their statement yesterday that they do not discuss the specifics of their work with any client. They're a private firm, and they don't have to disclose all
right.
of that.
Well, we know from some reporting that the Monitor Group brought the Gaddafi son that many felt had the biggest chance for reform to Harvard. And this was after he finished studying soft power and democracy in London. And they could hold that up as saying, see, we're working on the side of reform in Libya by bringing this son around. But I guess you just raised the question that I know our listeners have in general. Some have been wondering, what about any U.S. role in the push to oust Gaddafi? Do we know if the Monitor Group took any government money, any taxpayer money?
I don't know if they're funded by the U.S. government for any of this. I think that their client was the Libyan government.
So again, you're saying, you know, one of the biggest questions is when you read an op-ed piece by a prominent figure, you don't know if they're being paid by a consulting group who may be being paid by the government that the person's writing about.
I think that's totally fair. And a lot of times when I go to think tank events now and even university events when there are foreign speakers, I've learned that some of this stuff is being funded in this way, and it's not all just lobbying companies that are in subtle ways and not subtle ways promoting paid interests.
Laura Rosen, foreign policy reporter for Politico, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.